Hi guys, this is Julie and this is Semi Balanced.
Hi, and I'm here with her too. This is her sister Christy with Consciously Connected with Christy. And we are here to do a Father's Day tribute. Father's Day comes every year, and I feel like we really don't get a chance to celebrate, to talk about. And, you know, as we are sending out good wishes to all of you fathers out there who are doing wonderful things and bringing up some really good humans, we were going to talk about our dad, which is something that we really just haven't talked about. And I guess I'm not sure, maybe Julie, you have more thought behind why it's not something we've talked about on a regular basis.
My thought behind that is we were kind of always discouraged from talking about dad.
I would agree.
Just because of how, like, mom and dad, you know, separated and divorced and all that. And then, you know, he remarried, and it just was an ill subject. You just don't bring up dad. And like, we could talk about him on Sunday when it was our time to see him. But at that, she never liked to hear anything like positive about dad. Like, you know, like, I don't know. And so I just always thought, you know, we were shamed if we talked about him. So yeah, I mean, there's a few things that I think I may rock your world on in this podcast that you may or may not have known. And I knew we were doing this podcast, so I kind of, you know, like, deep dove, and just some really things to really touch on and realize, wow, this really did affect me. And this, you know, I was thinking about how memories of dad and how dad touched my life, how I kind of held him. I held dad as a superstar in my life. He was like somebody that I thought was going to save me. Like, I thought he was going to take everything away and make everything all better. Like, I don't know. That's how I, like, grew up in my little Julie stage, looking at dad as this hero that was going to make all the bad go away and everything was going to be okay. And, you know, and then, you know, God needed him. So, then that was that.
Yeah, right. But that's a sweet, sweet memory to have, because I feel like, you know, I really don't have a time, and we can talk more into, you know, little things that we do remember or whatever, but, you know, I don't have a ton of it. I do feel that we were, you know, that was a situation. We were maybe a little bit poisoned against him, you know. And so I guess it's just, you know, as I've gotten older and older and look back, and, you know, it is like, we deserve, I mean, I think he wanted to be a really good dad to us. And I mean, that's what my gut feeling is, even though that's not what I kind of heard. And, you know, unfortunately he did, you know, he passed away. And so I guess, as, you know, I was 18, I just turned 18. I was in my freshman year of college. And, you know, like, as we started to become adults and, you know, maybe be able to start to see what went on, we were never really given that chance to reconnect, you know, from us wanting to do this, because we realize it, you know, that's what we should have been doing and should have been allowed to have happen.
Do you remember, and I remember this because it was the year that somebody burnt down our school. By somebody, we know who it was, because do you remember who it was?
Yeah. I remember who it was. It must have been, I was already in college, or I was already gone when it happened. Yeah. But
okay, so we were at the IX Center.
Oh, right. I remember you guys having
to go. We had to go to this school at the IX Center, right? And so they called us into the office, which was like a room with a sheet, like, literally, in the IX Center. And they're like, you need to go home. You know, your dad has, may not make it through the day. And I was like, what? And we knew he was sick. And we knew he was sick. But just being told that and then going, like, I remember going straight to the house. Remember to his house? Were you there?
I really don't remember actually how I initially found out. I mean, of course, we knew he was sick, you know, at high school graduation.
Were you there the day he died? Like, he died right there, like literally right there.
I do think that I came home to, but I seriously don't remember, Julie.
And we had to say our goodbyes, and like the nurse had him.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah. And I was just like, everything, I felt so numb. Like, you ever feel like you're in like a movie, you're watching a movie, and like you feel like it's a movie, but you're actually in it. And it was just the weirdest, craziest thing going on. I'm like, this is not real. This is not real. And I remember just keep telling myself, like, this is not real. And that was probably like the hardest thing, was like just giving him a kiss and telling him goodbye. I still to this day tear up, because it was just a really hard thing to do. I was like, wow, like, I don't know how people can do this, you know? So yeah, that was rough for me. I don't know how it was for you. But for me, I just thought, I don't know, I just, like I said, I looked at him in a totally different way. I know Mom knew I looked at him that way. I didn't hide it. I didn't hide it at all. I never did. It's probably why, you know, she really didn't like me much, but... I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure she loved me.
Right. She was doing the best.
She had her own issues with Dad.
She had at the time, right?
Yes. And it was raw, and I get it. I mean, she was a young mother of four. That's a lot. I get it. I totally
And we're all 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row.
Like, right? We were like literally 1 year apart. That sucks so bad.
Right? Yeah, crazy stuff. But yeah, we should totally think about some of the, you know, good things so that we can honor him. And I know that would, you know, I know it's going to make me feel good. And I think it's going to really make you feel good, you know, knowing it's his day, and this, we should honor him always. And let's start by, you know, remembering, and maybe it will help each of us too, to, you know, remember some of the really good times that we were able to have with him.
I got one that I know you're going to remember. I think you're going to remember. Okay, so you know how Dad owned like the grocery store and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't you totally love going in there and pretending like you were like, we had a shop, and those workers had to hate us, first of all, number one. But we would load up our carts and like pretend like we were cashiers
stuff. Yeah.
Dude, that was crazy.
That was back in the day when, you know, grocery stores were closed on Sundays. So he would have to check refrigeration is what he called it. And we would go there, and nobody was in the whole store. We got to each have our own register, our own shopping carts. We'd load everything up. Do you remember another really, really fun part of that was we got to play hide and seek. And I remember like hiding behind like the diapers on the shelves and kicking them out at everybody. We didn't destroy anything.
We made
a mess. And then the treat at the end was to go into the bakery
the frosting up to here on our cookies.
Oh my gosh. Frosting on our cookies and stick our fingers in there. Oh my gosh.
It was so bad.
It was It was some of the funnest times.
That ever. Totally was the best.
Yeah.
My icing would literally be up to here. I'm like, I think about it today and I'm like, that is so freaking gross. But we had so much fun with
it. Yeah, we had so much fun. It was so great. Yeah, that was always a highlight, I feel
that
like.
That was the highlight too. And remember when we used to play hide and seek at Dan's house? And he hated us hiding behind the bar. I don't know why, but he always said, quit hiding behind this bar. But he would bring home a giant box. I mean, a giant box of bubble yum bubble gum.
Oh my God, Julie, I was writing down a couple things and both of those are on my list.
Yes.
bubble yum in the
basement. And there's like a giant box.
Go down there and take a peek.
And take like...
And then we'd shove our pockets full before we had to go home.
We totally did. It was so great. Yeah, I remember that too. Those were good times. See?
That was good.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing that always happened on Sundays, I feel like Dad always wanted to cook. Right? Like he was always grilling out on that circle barbecue with like little charcoals in it and was always grilling us stuff. I remember there was some stuff we sometimes didn't like to eat, but the best thing was he would have a surprise candy bar for each of us hidden somewhere. And after dinner, we would play a game and had to guess, like he'd give us like clues and stuff. And we would have to guess what kind of candy bar it is before we could get it. And I just remember it being so much fun. And I remember like he'd get a lot of times a whatchamacallit. And then he'd of course like continue to make jokes and I'd be like, it's a whatchamacallit. And he's like, well, what do you call it? And I'm like, a whatchamacallit. And I just remember him always having candy bars that was like a highlight that we got to do after dinner. Do you remember that at all?
Yes. And I remember like sometimes, and I don't know why this I feel like is bad, but I remember like him being afraid if he got us home late.
Home late, yes. Right.
On Sunday,
we had
to be home at 7 p.m. And I remember one time we were not going to be home till like 8 p.m. And I know he was like freaking out, like, because he knew like he was gonna get yelled at.
Whoa, I don't remember that as much, but I have no doubt about it because I do remember us having to hide in the bathtub when Dad was picking us up, like say he was picking us up at 5 p.m. and if it was 5:01, we were ordered to the downstairs bathroom and to stay in there and he would come to the door. And literally we'd all be hiding in there with mom guarding the bathroom door. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
Oh my gosh. So isn't it, I mean, the same thing, but that's
yes.
Like, I was just
yes.
Like, oh my gosh, I remember, like, I don't even know what brought that to my memory, but in the last little bit, I've thought of that. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. It was just,
yeah, there were some up, really,
but, Dad but when was, with him, it was always really pretty fun, you know, when you think back on it. Like, I feel like in some ways I almost felt like it was a chore because that was what we were kind of being ingrained with a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now, you know, I look back and we did. Dad always tried to make it really fun. I remember him having his sports car guy, his friend, I can't remember his name, but I know.
Remember his name either.
I think we've talked about it before. And, you know, he just seemed like he was, you know, always pretty happy with all the crap he had to deal with.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was always happy. And I think Dad, not that he was a troublemaker, but he liked to have fun. I mean, he liked to have fun. He would, you know, ride the sports cars and, you know, be, you know, just a
right?
fun-loving dude, you know? Like, if you look at it now, you're like, God, Dad was pretty cool, you know?
Right, I know.
Like, he just was enjoying life. And that's what I, you know, I like to think I do that. I mean, you know, I'm not trouble, but, you know, I do tend to, like, you know, question things a lot.
I feel the same way, right?
Like, okay.
It's come good. By it naturally.
That was hereditary. I'm going to claim that. But yeah, no. Dad was definitely fun. He definitely was. I remember his, do you remember like that? I don't want to say it was a Cadillac, but it was like this black car with, I don't know cars very well, but black car with black interior. Oh, I hated it. Just, oh my God. I hated that car.
I forget what they were. It wasn't a Cadillac, but it was
like a Lincoln or something. Yeah.
70s, whatever cars. Yeah. I remember that car. What did you hate about it so much?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like it. I never liked the car. And every time I had to get in that car, I was like, I don't like this car. I hated the car. And it's not like you could be like, yo, Dad, get another car. This car sucks. You can't say that. Right. Yeah, no, I hated that car.
That's funny. I remember we never had to sit in seat belts or anything, and like all four of us would be shoved back there. Some of us would be on the floor, or on the floor or something.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about nowadays. That, you know, I mean, they're nutty about that, but back then,
you could have done anything. It was like, yeah,
yeah.
Quit kicking your sister. Get on the floor. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was some funny stuff. And I remember driving in that car to that storybook forest, I think it was called. Do you remember?
I think I remember you telling me this story.
Yes, it was something that was like you would go, it was like a amusement park. I think it had some rides and stuff at it. Okay. But like the beginning part of it, maybe it was in Pennsylvania. I don't really know, but I think it was called Storybook Forest. And, you know, you went through all like the nursery rhymes of Little Red Riding. I don't know who else, what other nursery things were there. But I remember it being kind of fun and kind of cool, and him taking us to there more than once, right?
Yeah. I really don't remember remember this at all.
And oh my God,
I remember you telling me this, and I was like, oh, why don't I remember that? Because that sounds like something I would love, you know. I'm like, hey, I don't remember that. I don't know why that memory is erased, but that memory is erased.
Right? I know it's hard. I feel like, what about Tiny Tim's underwear party? Does that mean anything?
Oh my God, yes, that does mean something to me.
So we had a putt-putt, a mini golf course in North Olmsted, like kind of, I guess, near the shopping mall. And
that's so funny.
Which was close to us. And I remember him, he'd always have little jokes and stuff, like with the candy bars and he would be like, we're going to Tiny Tim's underwear party. And I remember at first we had no idea, but it was putt spelled backwards.
Yeah.
And he's like, it was this whole ordeal to figure out Tiny Tim's underwear
party. We played games in the car. I remember that, like, no tomorrow. And he would always, and like I said, he was just really funny and just, you know, always trying to, but I love that, you know.
Right. Yes, yeah. I know it was, right? I just, when I was talking about Storybook Forest, I was like, oh my gosh, I almost forgot about Tiny Tim's underwear party.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that, because I was like, oh my God, he used to say that all the time.
Yes, right? I know, funny little things like that.
He was a funny dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What else can I think of? I remember him always having really nice neighbors, the neighbors that lived next door to him when he lived on Master Road.
The brick house one?
And they would always like come over or give us stuff and like be involved, you know, and stuff like that, which was always really nice. Another thing that I do think that I really have to be grateful for to him for, which I don't know how much I loved it when I was a kid, but I feel like it was something to get connected with, was like on Sunday, I guess it would be Sunday night. I guess Sunday all day is when football goes on. And he loved to watch football and would sit watching the NFL. And I feel like I grew up and, you know, of course with Cole and even before Cole, like I love watching sports, feel like almost, you know, more like a guy in that way in some things, but you know, and I don't know if I realized that then, but like, I learned so much. I mean, he would quiz me where every single team was from, what every position was, like if we were sitting in there with him. And, you know, now I'm just really grateful that, you know, otherwise, you know, most girls or a lot of girls don't even care to or learn about any of that. And you know, I'm really grateful for him, to him for that.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of which, another thing that Dad used to love to watch, which was funny, and this is probably one of my best memories, and I remembered it a lot because, I only remembered it because Dale does the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he watches the old Westerns.
Oh, yes.
And Dad loved the old Westerns. Lay down and I would cuddle next to him. And I never understood. I never paid attention to really the Western, you know, movie. It was just like having Dad time. And it was so funny because I was like, wow. Like when Dale started watching them, I'm like, it just brought back so many memories. I'm like, oh, you're, I'm like, he's like, what? I'm like, this reminds me of being little with my dad. And he's like, wow, I feel old now. Thanks. But he loves watching them and it makes him happy. And he has almost the same enjoyment as how Dad would be. And I'm like, that's so funny. I'm like, so I now to this day will watch Westerns, you know, well, some. And just sit down and every once in a while catch a Western with them and be like, you know, it's just my way of remembering that. Like, yeah, that was good times. I used to remember that.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Yeah. I totally forgot about those, but I do remember watching Westerns with him.
Oh yeah, he loved those. Loved them.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so funny.
What else did we do?
Well, I mean, we can talk about, okay, I remember one time, this may not be a good story to tell, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Okay, so one time I ran away and mom like called the cops on me or something and called Dad and all this or whatever. And I had went over, like, I don't know whose house it was, but I went over somebody's house.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay.
I ended up going to my dad's because I heard the police were involved. And so I went to Dad's instead of going home to mom because I was afraid to go home to mom. And I'm like, Dad, just let me in, you know, and Dad let me in and he sat me down and he's like, what's going on? What, you know, blah, blah, blah. So called the cops. Cops came over to Dad's house and was like, young lady, you can't just be, you know, running away. You have both of your parents in a frenzy now, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was crying and Dad's like, you know, we'll talk. Don't worry, I'll handle this. And like, kind of like really handled everything perfect. And he's like, you know, we're going to have to call your mom. And I'm like, you know, like my stomach got all sick and he's like, you know, I have to call your mom. And I was like, and I just shook my head. Yes. And, so he sat me down and we had like the best talk. Just like, I feel like it was the realest talk that I had with Dad before he died. And Yeah, I think that was the realest talk that I had with Dad before he died.
Oh, nice.
I did tell him some things, but like he kept telling me that his hands were tied. And, you know, I said, I know. And, you know, I thought that I could somehow reverse my decision of, you know, how Dad fought to get custody and all that.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes.
And Dad was awarded custody. And then Mom called me and all I wanted to hear was, I want you, because I felt like she didn't want me. And I went running back. That's how stupid I was. Like, that's how like desperate I was for her love. But she really didn't want to give me her love. She just
needed to win.
Didn't want to give me to Dad.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't know that at that point in time. And if I could have, like, if I would have just followed my heart, I think of how much like I broke that man's heart. And that literally, like, that was by far something that weighs heavy on my heart.
And you can't let it. I know, and I'm
just, oh no,
and I know we've talked about it, and it does. It makes me feel so sad too, you know, to listen to that. But you gotta, you know, you did the best you can. I mean, to
I this know
situation that we were in, right?
It was a rough situation. I know, and I don't hold it like I don't hold it anymore. I have no grudge.
Okay, good.
I have let all of that go. It's just thinking, you know, and I'm sure he knows.
He knows 100%.
And that's what I just wonder. Does he know? Like, I just felt like, wow, of all the bad decisions to make in your life, that was one you should not have made, you know, but I made it, and everything shapes you, and it was for a reason. So I can't, like,
right? You can't. I mean, you did the best you could. And Julie, he knows. And I guess that's another thing that I can say that I'm grateful for, even though I disliked it as a kid, was having to go to church every single week.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, and we would get sent out to the car if we weren't 100%
obedient, stuff,
which was especially Susie.
Yeah.
But I mean, and not that, you know, I don't go to church, but I am very spiritual and am very thankful for him introducing, you know, God into our lives when we were that young, you know, even though we didn't want to, and there was always a little bit of chaos going on with it. I look back and it was, I mean, he did it every week. I remember when didn't he play the guitar once or maybe go to a small guitar service or something like that, but I just remember it was good. It was, you know, it was always funny and good. And I feel like he is, you know, and I know that he knows, I mean, and he's not with us anymore, but I know that he looks down on us and he knows and he sees. And I think he's just so grateful that, you know, especially with what's been going on with both of us in the last years, is, you know, really knowing what's right and letting go of, you know, anything that's holding us from all of that, you know, the past.
100%. I think Dad would be proud of us. I really do. And like, I can't say Dad would have been proud of me in my younger years, by far. You know, I don't think he would have approved of Chris, by no means. I always thought that in my head. Do you ever think that in your head? Like, would Dad approve? But like, I know that he would love Dale.
Right?
Okay. 100%. Like, I know in my heart, I would have his blessing. Like,
and that's amazing to know and feel that. And that's, you know, and that's another thing of us just, you know, I think he would be so proud, but, you know, we forget what situation we came from, you know, growing up, that of course we had to struggle and fight and get knocked down and, you know, get back up to make it to where we're at today because of our, you know, what happened.
Well, it just made us like
And I feel like, right, it took us a little bit. We got beat up a little bit.
You know, with badass bitches now.
Right?
But yeah.
Now we're here and just have a much better, you know, perspective on everything, and am just much more conscious and aware. And those kind of things would never happen today for us or anybody we know, because now we know better, right?
Yeah.
We had to learn the hard way, but now we're here to.
I know. I was sitting here thinking about it, and I'm like, Dale's daughter's getting married in October in Ohio. And I'm like, yeah, wow. You know, like, what would Dad think, you know? And it's just funny, you know, because Dale's obviously the father of the bride. And it was like, I'm like, wow, what? I'm like, I know Dad would be so happy with how I'm living my life right now. I mean, maybe in my younger years, maybe not, you know, would have maybe had a stern talking to or something, or three or four. But, you know, I think it's all good. I think it's all good.
It is. It's all good. It's really good stuff, I feel like.
Are you there?
Yeah, Julie, I'm here. I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear it, but
I can hear it. Like,
there's something reversing for like the last 10 minutes. So I kept muting myself.
I don't know. Like, I lost audio or what's going on. Okay, good.
No, I was. I wasn't sure if I, you know, I have the microphone, so I wasn't sure if it was going to pick up that outside sound. But it was so annoying.
Should we hear it? Life gets in the way. There's a truck backing up somewhere. It's okay. But yeah, no, this has been really good. Just
reminiscing about that. Right. I feel like it's good that, you know, we were a little bit sad we didn't get to enjoy him as much as we could have when we were younger. And then, you know, unfortunately, he's no longer with us since we were also still, I mean, you guys were still in high school. I was a freshman, like November, my freshman year in college. So that, you know, that was a craziness, craziness. But I feel like, you know, this was good to just be able to, you know, to give thanks and remember, you know, that there was even the very limited time that we were able to be with him, which really was, because I think by the time we were 12, didn't we have to like tell him we didn't want to see him anymore or something? And then he didn't see us for like years.
Yeah, Mom said, it's our choice. What do you choose? And that was kind of like, she just wanted to be done with it and like kind of like put the pressure, like, it's your choice. Like the courts gave it, like, is it?
Really? You know, I don't even remember it really.
Didn't happen for me because at 13, I lived with Dad.
Right.
Like right after Glen Bay.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I don't think that I saw him very much, or maybe it was just as we became older. You know, I don't know, but I remember us not supposed to, I don't know. I don't remember. I just know that it was not good.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You're told we should not, you know. It was, and it's sad. It's sad that we never really got to enjoy that. And we didn't really get to, you know, it just wasn't, you know, but at least we can celebrate what it was.
He always dressed up super nice for church. Yes. I just remember him being very casual when he was home, and he'd like, when he would recline and watch his sports, dude, like, you just didn't interrupt him, like, just don't, like, this my football time, don't mess with me. We played hide and seek and a whole bunch of other things, but I just remember that.
Yeah, it was good stuff. We had good stuff, good times, good memories that we had with him.
Yeah, I thought very good memories.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm grateful that we did this. I feel like it was good for me, and I'm sure it made
It was great. It was great. Just, you know, some of the memories I didn't have, but then you like totally reminded me of, like, Tiny Tim's underwear party. Dude, funny as shit. I remember that like none other. Like, we're going to Tiny Tim's underwear party. What kind of party is this? Remember just thinking that, like, what?
Yeah,
he would just have his grin. He thought he was the funniest. He was the funniest, though.
It was fun. It was fun times. I mean, I know he always tried to take us and do stuff. It was just, it was good. And I feel like it was so nice that we could celebrate Father's Day with this podcast, and, you know, and hopefully it will trigger us to remember more stuff. And
I 100% hope so, because I think, you know, I don't know. I just remembering him, he was full of life. I mean, he totally was. I mean, you think I'm full of life. I think I took a lot after Dad, like 100% like his, I don't want to say badassness, but like kind of, yeah, that, like, that's how Dad lived. And I always looked up to that, like, yeah, you know, and so I'm going to say that's hereditary.
Yeah.
I'm claiming that. But yeah, I don't know.
It was good stuff. And I remember him always dressing us up in like fancy little dresses and like little white shoes. And many times getting our pictures taken, like outside at Grandma Martin's house. Yeah. And on Circlewood there and stuff. And just always, like, we were always like kind of prim and proper, and
but in a good way
when we were going somewhere, but then when we weren't, you know, we didn't have to be.
We didn't have to be, but when we went to church, every, like, we literally were that family. A family that was all like church going, and like, yeah. And then it was so funny because, you know, Dad has the appearance of this wonderful, and then we were little assholes when we sat in, like, in church, and he would be like, get out of the car. Go to the car.
I don't know if I ever had to go to the car, but I remember everybody having to go to the car. I don't think Bobby did either, maybe, but
it was funny, I think, because sometimes
a lot of time in the car.
Yeah, like the Reverend would be up there like saying something, and not that we ever made fun of, we never made fun of, it was just we giggled and laughed, and we had our own, we would sing like some, and Dad would catch on to what we were doing and snickering and laughing about, I don't know, it was just stupid whatever we were doing.
Really good stuff.
He'd be like, go sit in the car. You can't behave in here. Go sit in the car.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You're like, okay.
You never went to the car.
I don't think I ever went to the car. I remember being deathly afraid of going to the car, and I'm not sure why, because I guess I was just trained at home to be Miss Goody Two Shoes, right? A little bit.
Yeah, you were a goody two-shoe. I agree. You were a goody two-shoe.
I was scared to death to get my ass beat at home, man.
Like, you were like the biggest goody two-shoe. I was like, girl. I mean, no, like, seriously. Like,
push the limits. Just, yeah.
You had that good girl image 100%, like, down to a pat. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I never had that image. I still never do. So, I mean, it's not that I'm not a good person. I'm a very good person. I just like to have fun. I think life is supposed to be fun and supposed to, you know, like what I like to think is, you know, your inner child. And I feel like my inner child never got to live as much as I wanted it to. So now, like, I let her like come out and be like, yo, you are in charge. And I have fun as an adult.
Right. That's what we should do, yeah. Right?
Yeah. It doesn't, adults don't think that makes sense, but in my head, it makes sense. And I'm like, whatever. My inner child's having a great time. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, Christy, this has been so much fun. I'm going to hold on one sec.
Okay. Yep. No worries.
Okay. All good. I got to get something out of the oven. It's all done. It's perfectly golden brown. Thank you. I thought, thank goodness I didn't burn it. I was cooking dinner before and I was like, oh, it takes a good 45 minutes. So I wasn't too sure. But it's absolutely perfect. But anyway.
Yay.
Anyway, I love you. And this has
been, I love you too. Yes.
A beautiful, beautiful tribute to Dad. And I can't wait. I'm going to send you your copy and it's going to be beautiful. We could both just like have memories.
Yes. Yay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Julie, for doing this. And we say happy Father's Day to all those out there.
All the fathers out there. Absolutely. And
sending love to ours up in heaven.
Yes.
All right. I love you. Right. I will talk to you soon, Julie. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for
recording. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.